Thank you so much. Thank you for that reading very, very much. And again, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to start on going back to that verse at the top from Psalm 63:1. It says, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I had underlined my God, and whenever I read in the Old Testament, people talking about God, and they say things like your God or the God, and I realize that they have not matured enough to actually had a personal relationship with the Lord. Because I know that that was definitely true for me. I rarely talked about my God, if ever. And I find that now that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord, and as I have grown spiritually, no longer is God a distant God, but He is a personal one who loves me. And I'm grateful that He loves me. I can honestly say and feel that I am His beloved child, that He cares about me. He has shown that over and over again. The Bible says that because I've accepted Jesus as the Messiah and have made the decision to follow Him no matter what, I now have the Holy Spirit living in me, and I know that that is true. And that knowledge is not self-made knowledge. It is revelation given to me by God Himself. And so I'm grateful for that Holy Spirit living in me. And if I want to have a greater relationship with God, the Spirit, I must learn to walk in the Spirit. And in order to walk in the Spirit, I have to grow in humility. So that I can be teachable. I also have to be contrite, meaning that when I do things that are counter to what the Lord would have me do, I must ask for forgiveness from the Lord and believe that He will give it to me because I am asked. Isaiah 57:15 says this. God is speaking. He says, for this is what, Isaiah is quoting what the Lord has said. For this is what the high and lofty one says. I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly of spirit, to revive the heart, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. And so being contrite and also being humble is extremely important if I want to experience God more and more in my life. Also, it's important that I spend time with the Lord. The verse goes on to read, it says, O God, you are my God. And then it says, earnestly I seek you. And one of the commentaries that I was reading about this verse said that the word earnest can also be understood to mean early. And I know that that has been true for me in my walk, is that early, that I cannot wait until is an afterthought in terms of doing a quiet time and spending time with the Lord, that it really has to come right off the top of my day. And I'm grateful because I believe that now it is a discipline with me. It's a spiritual discipline. I've had enough experience to see how well it works when I give the Lord my first fruits. When I, as soon as I wake up before I have my abstinent meal, to actually spend quality time with the Lord in the day. So when I do that, I can honestly know that I am earnestly seeking Him. And I remember when I was first getting abstinent and in recovery and they would tell me, Pat, you have to get to the point that the amount of time that you used to spend chasing the food, you have to start trying to spend that much time in your recovery. And I could be honest enough to say that I knew I was nowhere near of spending enough time, because I was definitely the type of compulsive overeater that was so obsessed with food and eating. I spent a lot of time chasing the food, planning binges, getting over binges. It was just horrendous now that I think about it. But of course, when I was in it, I had no idea how bad I was. And that's the nature of overeating. Overeating covers its tracks so that I don't even always know what I'm doing. Someone says, or they're saying now, denial is the acronym for don't even notice I am lying. And so I have to notice that I am lying. I have to have that knowledge if I'm going to change. But when I'm eating the food, it really can just numb me out so much that I don't even notice that I am lying. And so I'm grateful that the Lord has kept me abstinent these years, so that more and more I can see just how far down the line I had gone and where I was heading. And so I'm grateful. And this psalm goes on to say, O God, you are my God, earnestly I seek you. And then it says, my soul thirsts for you, my body longs for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Definitely my soul thirsts for the Lord. There are times when I used to get really fooled. You know, I would just think that I was hungry. But if I was honest with myself, I knew it wasn't a physical hunger I was feeling. It was an emotional and spiritual one. Because I certainly, in any given day when I was overeating, I ate enough for me and for you and for lots of other people too. But so it wasn't a physical hunger, it was an emotional one that I was having, a spiritual one. But that psalm, that verse says, a dry and weary land where there is no water. And so if I think I'm going to get feeding, true feeding from the world, then I am sadly mistaken. The world has no true answers. It has no lasting answers. If it doesn't know Jesus, it is dry, and it is definitely weary. And there is no living water except through the Lord himself. And so that is why it's so important for me to stay in his word, just live in his word, abide there. And so I'm very, very grateful that the Bible is available for me to do it, both written, and I can hear it on the radio. I can hear other people making commentaries about it. It keeps me very, very close to the Lord as I stay close to his word. I know also, too, that when it comes to God's word, it's important that I read it, that I study it, and that I apply it. Reading the Word of God actually gets me into the understanding of how the whole picture comes into focus. I used to think, like a lot of Christians, that the New Testament was the important part of the Bible, but that's not true. Every part of the Bible is important, because it speaks of Jesus. Jesus is all over. He may not be mentioned in words in the Old Testament, but he's there. In the Old Testament, definitely, I see why I needed a Messiah. What happened, how the world was created, and how it became fallen, and how people became so steeped in sin. And what they were looking for, they were waiting for a Messiah. And then in the New Testament, the Messiah comes, and I can learn about him. And so in the Gospels, I can learn about the life of Jesus, but in the epistles, I learn about the church after Jesus leaves and his commission that he leaves. And I'm a part of that commission. He asked me to make disciples out of all nations because he doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants them to know about the good news, about his coming, and about his coming back. And so, and I learn about his coming back from that last book in the Bible, Revelation. Revelation speaks very, very clearly that this world is going to end. It's going to be over. And at that end, I will have to give account of what I did with my life. And I am grateful that my account will be paid in full by the Lord Jesus. You know, I will not be lacking in anything because I have put my trust in him. I could not earn enough works to get myself into heaven. But I do have one who has sacrificed his life for me. And I'm grateful that he paid the price that I could not pay. So in the reading of the word, I do get an understanding of what my life is all about. In the studying of the word, I learned how to live this life while I am waiting for Jesus to come back. I am strengthened as I study his word. I learn how to hide his word in my heart and put it there. It's like ammunition when the evil one attacks, to have his word hidden in my heart. And so I make sure that I try each day to memorize his word. I either work on a new memory verse or I go over an old verse so that I can know both where it's found and know the address, but also what it says to my heart. You know, what is it saying to me? And I know the verse that I have been working on about 2 weeks. Sometimes verses take a long time for me to memorize. But I wanted to memorize this verse, and it was, it's actually, it was spoken by Jesus, but it came actually from Isaiah. But the one that I'm memorizing is from Luke. It's Luke chapter 4, and it's verses 18 and 19. And where Jesus is speaking, he's in the temple, and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. And I want to remember that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. You know, he has placed the Spirit on me, and he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. You know, and I just, I'm just so grateful, you know, for him doing that. So I study the word so that I can remember who I am. And then I apply the word, going in my service, because we're armed with the memory of what he's told me. As I go out into my day, I can bring it back up and use it in my serving. And as I serve him well and serve him from the overflow of what he has poured into my heart, I worship him. That's how I worship him, with very good service. So anyway, I'm very grateful for the Lord, how he works in my life, and how by pursuing him, I have gotten a life that is second to none. I'm so grateful to know the Lord and to know that he knows me. But I'm going to stop here.